T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Feeling very energized today as we are broadcasting the Parkins and Spiegel Show live from Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino.
The sun is out. Several people's guns are out.
The show is really just getting in the way of my weekend.
The Prince of Circa?
He might be the Prince of Circa and Stadium Swim.
Danny, I think he's like the greeter. He's the old school casino greeter. He's the Mickey Mantle of Circa.
Cody Decker, what's up, Deck?
Oh, man, I'm just living the dream, man. I'm over here at Circa. I'm wearing sunglasses. I'm indoors because my future is so bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in Las Vegas. Go Raiders, baby!
Oh, my God. Michael Irvin, I have to imagine you've enjoyed a time or two in Las Vegas before.
Let me ask you all a question. Let me ask you guys a question now. Did you broadcast live from L.A. when they played the Rams?
No, we did not. No.
Soon as you saw Vegas, you're in out there. And I said, oh, my God.
The owner of Circa, Derek Stevens.
Thanks a lot, guys. And I think we're going to have a lot of drinks this weekend, so get ready, baby.
My man. Olin Krutz.
I love myself some Vegas now, so you guys enjoy yourself.
Man, it is so cool to see so many scoreheads here.
This has been awesome.
And Chicagoans just everywhere.
I'm just happy that Shane made it to the broadcast.
It was nice to see Shane here.
So where's Paul Wall?
Getting his grill fitted.
Former Bear from 02 to 06, who's on the Super Bowl team, Steve Edwards.
Man, it's great right now, man. I just landed.
Yeah, and you came right here to Stadium Swim in Cabana 6.
I listen to you guys all the time. I mean, I was always known as the guy that listened to the score, even when I played. And players used to be like, how do you do that? I'm a Chicago guy.
Mark Potash.
I'm having a major case of sensory overload right now.
Oh, my God.
You almost forget how to not look when you're my age.
If you are in Chicago and you are ever going to go to Vegas again, Circa Resort and Casino, Stadium Swim, world's largest sports book, the pool, the sports book, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Whatever happens here may as well never have happened at all, because this circle's about as far as it's ever going to go. In other words, forget everything. Good or bad, we don't remember, so we got nothing to talk about. Nothing, guys, nothing. Through a night we'll never remember, but the four of us will never forget.
One, two, three,
and here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
You know that scene in The Hangover where they flash to the destroyed hotel room right at the beginning and Ed Helms is the first character you see? And his face is just flat on the floor, and he kind of wakes up and staggers around, and the camera staggers with him, and he's just kind of the very first beginning of the recollection. That's kind of how my body felt this morning.
Yeah, that makes sense. And his face flat on the floor, there is no floor on your face, and yet you still have that look.
Yeah.
As if something is pushing against you. It's the weight of the debauchery that is pushing against you, man.
Not in my 20s anymore, man.
Last minute change. I know that Steph was not able to come and join us.
Yes.
But that and all good on that. But Christine being there, my wife being there, huge game changer in terms of my consumption, and the way that I feel right now.
Yeah.
Like a couple times I was like, guys, I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
I'm going to go hang out with my wife. And you're like, you looked at me as if
I was like, that's an option?
I didn't. People do that here?
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, so
because you know they never stop dealing hands of blackjack. It's a 24/7, 365 operation.
Three card poker with a full view of the sports book.
Yeah,
you know,
it's always there for you if you want it.
Shout out to the wife for coming along and helping me maintain a level of physicality and theoretical sobriety that continues into today.
I'm sure it'll go over well with my wife tonight when I say, honey, we can't have dinner together. I have to go to bed at 7:05, but it's your fault because life got in the way of you coming to Vegas at the last minute.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go great. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. We will tell Vegas stories for sure. Shane's not here to partake right now because I think he's dying somewhere in a bathroom. But let's talk a little Bears for a second. They're winning games while developing Justin Fields.
That's what's happening.
Oh, it is possible.
Shout out to an identity that is being established, and it is not what you are going to be long term, hopefully. This is not what Fields is going to be hamstrung with long term, hopefully. But you are winning games and playing, and by the way, playing pretty well. In like all phases, like suddenly something has happened here where the mentality has shifted too. Haven't you seen that and felt that? I sure felt it and saw it yesterday. They are physical and like punishing people. And there's not many teams that play this kind of style. There's not many teams that choose to. Most people choose to play at an elevated style, which actually scores more points.
Yes.
And seems, you know, handier in terms of winning more games.
Certainly has a higher ceiling.
But if you are one of those teams that commits to play in this way and just punching people in the mouth in every phase, you can get a serious lather going as a team and get people, you know, pulling the rope, everybody pulling the rope together. That's what it seems like they're doing right now.
It's impressive stuff. They are still not a Super Bowl contender. Their defense is by far the best part of their team. We will see how long they can continue to do this. I will not lie to you. It frustrates me sometimes because obviously now that they're playing Justin Fields, the primary goal and objective should be to win. And yeah. I know they would say that the primary goal before playing Justin Fields was to win, but I was like, no, just play Justin Fields. But I do sometimes feel like I want them to let him do a little bit more. When they let him do more, he's not failing. You know, like he's converting the 3rd-and-11 throw to Mooney. He is, when he gets knocked down, there's no shake in his game. Like he's unflappable, man. He's tough.
I hated the play call on 3rd-and-5 towards the end there where they ran the QB run. Give him a chance to put the game away. Give him a chance to make a throw and put the game away and make a good choice, you know, not to put it in harm's way, which he was making. So, but that'll evolve. And Nagy talked about that too. He said, well, we'll start to open it up a little bit more. They seem to be, man, something big happened with Matt Nagy. I know whether it was some sort of come to Jesus moment or whether it was the full-on admission, it definitely was the realization of, I can't do this the way I've been doing. It's just not working, and it's not going to work. I have to change. We know that was in there somewhere.
Also, you know, knowing your personnel, what do you got? Okay, you got a young quarterback who's playing before you got him ready to play. So, where's the strength of your team? Your defense. What do you not want to have happen? Get the rookie killed. So let's protect him, hold the ball, and play to the strength of the defense. Win low-scoring games, minimize possessions.
Got a real good kicker right now. I like my punter, too.
Yeah, don't get into shootouts. Mm-hmm. Win field position. Win time of possession. Good job by Damian Williams.
Absolutely. My tackles are kind of old and bad and slow. Middle of my line's good. Maybe we should give some running backs. Most running backs are pretty good in this league, even though my lead guy's hurt. Even I think my 2 and my 3 are going to be just fine. Those guys looked great yesterday.
Yeah, and so it's not the prettiest brand of football. I hope it's not the brand of football that they play. Maybe as soon as next week. Like, I'm not saying wholesale changes, but you know what I mean? Like, continuously having more rushing yards than passing yards, which the Bears have now had for what? 3 straight games or 4 straight games?
Yeah,
that is not a sustainable long-term business plan.
Let me ask you this.
But it's fun for right now.
How about 37 carries 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, it's weird.
How about 37 carries? Biggsy wrote about it today. That's happened twice in this century for the Bears that they've done that.
But hey, win the damn game.
Win the game. I kind of... It really is quite something that you and so many others, but you, I think about because you're my partner, you're right there, have been wanting Justin Fields so bad. And this, a brand of football that really you find unsatisfying?
A little unsatisfying, a little archaic.
Limited. Limited.
Very limited. But again,
this is the brand that you get to have.
Yeah. And that's okay, because I will be patient. Like I said, the third down throw to Mooney, mm-hmm. I was talking about last week, just show me flashes in every game. Get hit on the touchdown pass and have some swag afterwards.
Yeah.
Get knocked out of the game and come right back in a few plays later. Like, as long as I can see flashes from Fields every single game that does not diminish the ceiling of the potential of what he can be,
uh-huh.
I'm cool with it.
Sure.
Because I also know that you don't trade up to 11 to draft the dude with the laser rocket arm who's got 4.4 speed to do this forever.
No, they're not going to do this forever. And there are, I mean.
So it's fine. Like, you know what I mean? It is. It's not my preferred. I enjoy watching the Chargers. But you know what I mean? But this is, for now,
this
for getting Justin
got.
Fields, it's what we got and it's fine.
Get him out there. See him execute that play that Nagy said he and Laser working together had in their back pocket. Oh, we were ready to get that baby out there. And it was the play on 3rd and 12 to Mooney right down the middle.
Yeah.
And they called it, and your rookie quarterback executed it and got it done and ate four and a half minutes more off the clock in a game they eventually put away.
And, oh yeah, by the way, for all of us who have been watching the Bears our entire life, there is like a nice little comfort of winning games with your defense. I'm ready to transition to the new phase of it, but the defense was great again.
Roquan is such a beast, man. Like there were multiple times, just, you know, like really wrapping up running backs, wrapping up Josh Jacobs with big full arms and demolishing guys, and then getting the hand in there in coverage in the end zone to disrupt that touchdown pass.
Roquan was great. Yeah. Quinn is great. Khalil Mack is great. They are a very impressive team. Now, I am interested, of course, and I think there are limitations to that. Like, we'll see what Aaron Rodgers does to them. Packers are without Za'Darius Smith, Bakhtiari, Jair Alexander, three of their top five or six players. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting the Packers at absolute full strength, but they still got number 12. Then you get Tom Brady, casually put up 45 points against the Dolphins after a bit of a stinker.
The schedule's
against the
hell.
Patriots. But schedule's hell.
But you pick up a couple wins here, then, and maybe it doesn't feel so bad if you're 8-9 and your quarterback has developed. So be it.
Exactly. Exactly right. As long as he continues to show that and they continue to let him do more and more as the season goes on, it could end up being, even if it's not a season that ends in any sort of, you know, division championship apparel or deep playoff run, mm-hmm. could still be a very, very satisfying season of Bears football.
Absolutely. And we'll now get to transition. We talked about it last week, but we're seeing it. He's not great yet. Justin Fields is not great yet. Not at all. Especially on the road, legit. You know, flustered a couple of times. There was another delay. He's learning the speed and the realities of the league, but he's also tough as hell coming back in twice. He's not showing any bad signs of mistakes or anything like that lingering. So he's not great yet, but it's fun as hell to watch him get there.
We'll see how Boomer Esiason feels about how they're approaching this coming up in 15 minutes. Weirdness from White Sox and Astros personnel talking. Kane Guy is going to join the show.
That's awesome.
The internet sensation from the broadcast. He will join us in an hour. It's Parkinson Spiegel back from Vegas, mostly intact on the score.
Afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day. All those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day. So that's a different day entirely.
That's deep. It's philosophical. It's not the same as St. Patrick's Day.
Who is that? Chris Tannehill?
Les Miles.
It's Les. Noted Italian, apparently. Les Miles. Because the shot at the Irish that he takes there at the end, that's clearly, he's angry at the Irish, and so he lets it out there at the end. It's not St. Patrick's Day.
It's not St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, but no leprechaun was running around killing the indigenous people. That was the Italians.
That's true.
He discovered America is what he did. He was a brave Italian explorer. And in this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero. End of story.
Tanny, did you hear who we saw yesterday when we were hanging out at Circa?
No, I had you guys on mute yesterday. Who'd you guys see?
Joe Pantoliano.
Oh! I missed Joey Pants.
I thought you'd be excited.
It was during the
Finally,
Bears game.
Finally, something interesting from this Vegas trip. Okay, so what was the context? Where'd you see him? How was he? Was he cool? I bet he was.
He was great.
Did you ruin it?
I did not ruin it in any way.
Because he didn't talk to him.
Yeah, it was very brief. He came into the area where Derek was, where we were hanging out at Circa. He was with his daughter, but anyone who doesn't know, he's the captain in Bad Boys. He's in The Matrix.
He's the pimp in Risky Business.
And
he's Joey Pants.
He's Ralphie from The Sopranos. I mean, he was dressed very Hollywood. Like, you know, he was not hiding who he was. A lot of flair in the outfit.
That's what he dresses like.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, sorry. I didn't know you guys were so close. My
Come
first
on,
time
man.
Ever seeing Joey Pants.
Uh-huh.
And he is very involved. He's got an active role in the Christopher Columbus episode of The Sopranos. So I thought Tanny would be excited about seeing Joey Pants, more so than Adam Scott, professional golfer who also came by. It was a good time.
I heard that David Justice was at the casino. Somebody I ran into said, oh, David Justice is in there. He's wearing a Braves hat.
Very subtle. Very subtle.
That's amazing.
It is really great.
Sometimes he wears an A's hat, Yankee hat every once in a while, but usually a Braves hat.
That'd be a weird move for him. Do you think that's so he gets recognized or because he's lazy?
I think that's I would assume that it's so he gets recognized, and then that leads you into some giant weird ego wormhole of conversation.
Yeah, or it could just be he gets free Braves gear and is lazy, like depending on how you want to view that one.
Hey, cool. You're David Justice, right?
Sure.
Hey, man,
kid.
I'm just trying to have some time here with my family, man. Leave me alone. Like, dude.
Then why are you wearing a Braves hat?
You're literally wearing a jersey that says Justice on the back.
It was a surprising choice for someone wanting to be incognito.
Yeah, he was wearing a big necklace that said, I'm David Justice, which seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, I didn't know we were still doing Columbus Day parades. It was a real big inconvenience.
And Shane made the best point that's like, it's a work day where not everybody has the day off downtown.
There's a parade going through the loop, and the majority of streets are closed.
For about a year and a half, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
We were not able to drive all the way to work. It was a tremendous inconvenience.
Oh, no.
And our Uber driver was dumb.
She was struggling. It was
Ukrainians, man.
Tanny, we had to walk 3 blocks at the end of our free Vegas junket. I know. You feel bad.
It was a real, real struggle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you have the nerve to own a Dodge Caravan? Pick me up and
Oh, for you.
Guys, I'm so tired. Hey, Shane, can you open up the phone lines, please? We need some callers to carry us.
Yeah, definitely had a boomer here.
Yeah.
This is when you do it.
It's a time-honored tradition.
It's the tradition of promoing calls, hardcore, filling up the banks, and then blowing them off for 30 minutes of a guest.
Shane and I just got along so well in Vegas, I wanted to kind of annoy him right when we
did.
Check.
We all got along.
Yeah, it's true. No drama, right? Not an incident of drama?
I didn't notice any drama.
No, there wasn't one.
I didn't have any drama.
Speaks fought that waitress. Remember?
It was a drama. It was a quick fight.
Yeah. And to be fair, she was the worst.
Yeah. You won the fight, though. Congratulations.
Yep. Proud.
Is Boomer Esiason coming around on Justin Fields and what the Bears are doing here?
Explain yourself, Boomer.
I don't have a ton of energy to pick a fight with Boomer, so we'll let him talk interrupted next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.